It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out on Davids. And what, you look like you
was that just Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You? Is that what that was? What is that?
That was Patrick Hernandez, Born to Be Alive.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's Disco Kiss.
I know. I was hearing a little bit of that, though. I was.
God bless Kiss selling out wherever it helps.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this is a story is actually close to a year old, but it so enraged me at the time, and we just never had a chance to get to it. And I still think it's an interesting story. It's about what a female high school goalie had to deal with, what was being shouted at her. So I will play the story, and then right after the story, you will hear what the chant was, and then we'll go over it a little bit more. But it's pretty not nice. There's not a nice way of saying it. Pretty, not nice. That's nice.
Pretty, not nice.
All right. Well, no, stop. Not you.
Oh.
What the hell's going on over here? What's going on? All right, here we go.
Around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame. School of Fools.
A strong statement tonight from Armstrong County Commissioners. This is in response to a video that surfaced of students shouting vulgar names and phrases at a female high school hockey player during a game last week. County Commissioners tell Shelley Bortz it will never happen again.
They're calling it a zero tolerance policy. Effective immediately, no students grades 7 through 12 are allowed in the Belmont complex for Riverhawk varsity or middle school games.
The move comes after this video surfaced on social media last week during a game between the Mars Fighting Planets and the Armstrong River Hawks. Armstrong students could be heard loud and clear chanting sexist and vulgar phrases at the Mars female goalie. Now the ban on students does not apply to siblings of hockey players. They're still allowed at the games, but they have to be accompanied by a parent and seated with them. In addition, if a fan is removed from the complex by staff or security, they will not be allowed back in for the remainder of the season. Meanwhile, a local hockey mom has taken it upon herself to do something to show her support for the Mars goalie. Samantha Dankmeyer has a 13-year-old daughter who plays hockey with boys and knows just how cruel they can be. Dankmeyer created this logo, and all she asks is that people share it online and share it often.
These girls that are playing one, because they love the sport, two, to prove that they are athletes. So I think, you know, for me, that was the inspiration for it, is that I have a daughter. She's an athlete. I want her to be seen as an athlete and treated as an athlete.
As support continues to grow for this goalie, Mars game has been moved this Monday to the Penguins practice facility in Cranberry in anticipation of a huge turnout. And I'm told that they're asking everybody to wear white shirts. In Armstrong County tonight, I'm Shelley Bortz for KDKA News.
All right, so a little bit more on that. There was about 50 to 60 students that were repeating the chant directed at the goalie, and the goalie had started all five games for her team. But she was supposedly in tears following the second period. Not her second period, the second period of the game, kids. Huddle.
How'd it go there?
I most certainly did. So the chant, they were chanting suck our dick. It actually sounded to me like suck her dick, but I don't know. Suck our dick, and she's a whore. Yeah. I mean, their coach was disgusted by it.
Were they talking to me?
They were not.
Oh.
So, listen, I mean, the question is, I don't think we all think this is terrible. Is anybody going to take the opposite stance that this is okay?
Joe?
Well, don't look at me.
No. Joe's got to take his hat off to prove why he's a terrible human being.
Damn,
the hat's coming
I'm
off.
Not disgusting.
I'll yeah. show you how despicable I can be. It's been a while.
I don't. No, it's absolutely wrong what they're doing. You know, absolutely wrong what they're doing. They have to do this to set a good precedent because you can't act like this in public. If people have a problem, well, you know, the girl's playing hockey. She's playing goalie. You know, it's not like out there she's getting battered around by goons. You know. So if she
can... Well, wait. Hold on. Stop right there. I mean, girls play football. There's female linemen and everything. She, you know, you play whatever you're skilled at. So I'm and goalies get run. People run into goalies. And even if she was getting, you know, as long as if she's good enough to play, you know, what's the issue? Who cares?
In this case, it's, you know. I just don't think the physicality is there. Well, in football, I don't think the physicality is there in football.
It is, but I know a girl.
Physicality there, but as a goalie, who cares?
I know a girl who plays line in football. I mean, you know, and nobody gets more. They say play line is like being in a car accident every play.
Well, what about, you know, what about big girls? Or what if she plays tight end? No,
well,
no
she's
jokes.
A, if
no,
she's
a, 14, no.
Well, I was just saying if she's a big girl, she probably doesn't have a tight end. That's all I was going to say.
No, but I'm just saying that, you know, the physicality, if you assume,
all right, you know what? None of that is this.
It's not None of that is this.
No. What these kids...
Yeah, it's fine, because it's not really a deal breaker in this story. I think the kids who were yelling should be suspended for that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too. If they can round up the kids who did it.
Yeah.
Listen.
And another interesting thing is, I wonder when the game. I don't know about your high schools, but when I was in high school, I always had a better support of the hockey team than the football team because the football team. We play on a Saturday, and people are in the stands, and the cheerleaders, and everybody comes around. The hockey team, those guys would play 1 o'clock in the morning because that's when you can get a rink. So I wonder what time the game was, too. You know, are these kids out at 1 o'clock in the morning, or you know, what's the situation? But even though, regardless of what time it is, it's wrong.
Yeah, my question is, like, where are we failing as a society that these kids think – that's okay. Now, we've done enough stories. Go, well, it's high school. You know, you make bad decisions. Yeah, but nobody thinks this is ever
good. It's social media. It's the same way. Why does some guy throw a beer at the club? Why does some guy won't shut the fuck up? Why does a guy stand up and want to start a confrontation? Because people are on Facebook, and you can say whatever they want, and they don't understand the ramifications.
Well, hold on. These kids.
Especially kids.
No, these kids, kids are not on Facebook. Kids are absolutely not on Facebook. They're on.
Never mind. Whatever social media they Reddit, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if they're on Reddit or not, to be honest. But I've never seen anything like this.
And there's no ramifications. And this is how these kids are. They figure they can say whatever they want.
Well, see, that's the thing.
They're in public, and everybody can hear them. You know, and they have to.
Well, they think they can get away with it is the thing. That's what you hit on. But I think that's a failure of the parents. I don't blame social media for that. I mean, you know, especially the kid who started the chant. There's always one.
The parents don't see what they're writing on Reddit. The parents don't see how they're responding to a tweet. The parents can't see what's going on when they're at the game. So I hope a lot of kids got a red ass when they got home.
I believe that's where Reddit got its name. It started as Red Ass.
Red Ass. I mean, there's also a long-standing history of misogyny, and in this case, against women, young women, who decide to participate in sports that were traditionally the male domain. And I think that there's an aspect of their tiny weenies getting butthurt about a girl being on their territory.
Tiny weenie! Tiny weenie! Joe, why aren't you chanting?
Yeah.
Joe doesn't like anything in rhythm unless he can play keyboard to it. I was at a Fragile Sky gig one time, and Mike actually turned back and said, "You know, the problem with our keyboardist is he has a tiny weenie." But Joe took it in stride, you know.
then I joined the cover band that you went to see and wanted, because I wanted more abuse.
Not his weenie.
I put the post up for the show this morning, and he calls me Robot Head, and I'm like, why am I? Because all you can see is your upper butt. I go, because that's all I'm doing. Not a full photo shoot.
Robot Head.
You're doing an Instagram story at 6 a.m. Such a goddamn critic.
I know, really.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you should do? Go.
That's a band video.
You know what I would say to him? I go, don't you have another lead singer to push away? Don't you have another 3-year search for a drummer you could be working on right now? What a douche.
Really?
Not a douche. He just, you know, he's Mike.
Okay, well, Mike's a douche.
No.
But
Joe doesn't want to be kicked out of the band. Nah, it's all swell.
No, it's okay.
All swell. Hugs and kisses. Hugs
no,
and kisses.
He's just, you know.
I think
he's a musician. He's not a comic. So that, you know, sometimes you don't say things that are funny.
Yes, I know. I have to put lead singers up. I'm sorry for this segue. I have to put lead singers up there with DJs. Most of you shouldn't banter. Most of you should not. Right. Like, again, going back to this concert that I was at, he's, like, talking, and it's going nowhere. You know, person who I find very interesting when he talks, actually, who I've not seen in concert. I try to get tickets, but I listen to their concerts on Sirius XM. Eddie Vedder. Every time I hear him, he's talking about different stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he seems really gracious and happy. That's why I want to see. But mostly, like, my critique of Def Leppard is all they do.
Anything to keep Eddie Vedder from singing is fine with me.
One of my critiques of Def Leppard is, they just play it like the album. You know what? Maybe Joe Elliott doesn't have anything to say. Maybe he's doing us all a favor. Maybe I'm the one who's wrong here.
No, sometimes they need to dummy up because not my choice, but I saw Steely Dan before the guitarist died, and that guy could not shut his pie hole, and it was just, he'd go on and on and on, and everybody was glazing over and falling asleep, and then it was like, okay, I guess we get to play a song.
Isn't that what Roger Waters does, but with, like, politics?
I went to see, I think it was Velvet Revolver at Jones Beach. And Weiland, I guess, was on something, and he starts going, he goes into the...
Hold on.
Do you see how he just grazed over that?
You guess? He was on
something.
Are you unfamiliar with the man's body of work?
All right, he was on something that night, and he starts going into the audience and carrying on about something for 10 minutes. The guy sitting next to me, I never met before, a stranger, he looks at me and goes, we get it.
Really?
How has he not been a guest on our show?
I started fucking laughing. It's like, get back on stage, too.
Really? I know.
All right. But, yeah. So, people more... Yeah, so we all think this is terrible.
Oh, they're disgusting little piglets. Awesome. You know, I just...
Judy Tenuta passed away. That was her thing. That was her thing. Was
pigs!
Yeah, that was her thing. Judy Tenuta.
You know, but, they're piglets. You know,
one day they'll grow to be big old pigs.
Big, giant pigs!
Who passed away?
Judy Tenuta.
Oh, yeah. No, she was a very sweet woman. I worked with her one weekend.
Oh.
Sweet woman, very funny.
Yeah, I worked. Two memories of Judy Tenuta. It was the same weekend. One, she had, like, a loose leaf paper and a half of, like, credits that she wanted read.
Oh, my God.
I guess I was hosting. I must have been hosting at the time.
And rolling your eyes is furious.
And it's like, do you really want me to read this? And the other thing is, she was hiding in the closet because she didn't want to talk to people. Like, not she would talk to me, but she didn't want to talk to the audience. So there was, like, a little closet at that Bananas, and she was, like, hiding in there.
Her Emo Phillips was her, like, friend, boyfriend? I don't know what it was.
I think they were together. Yeah.
I think they were.
Emo Phillips.
But, you know, neither of them came off as, like, the most stable people. Could have all been an act, but I'm not surprised to hear any of this.
Okay. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. What are you?
No, my dress right up in the back, and my bare leg was attached to the chair. Ah. And when it sticks to a chair, it's like, ow, pulling it off. Right. I've been getting Charlie horses in my calf like it is on fire at night.
Eat more bananas, potassium.
Yeah, I think I just have to go get some. Because
or suck dick. Those are things.
Is that what it does?
Nothing worse than a, because as I get older, I'm getting a lot more of them. And if I even move my foot, I can feel it start.
Yes.
And then sometimes I have to get around. I get out of bed screaming at 2 o'clock in the morning in pain, walking like Fred Sanford trying to walk the fucking muscle off.
Get away, you big dummy.
Thank you. That's me. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, you know.
And the only thing that relieves the pain is screaming at the top of your lungs. If I was living alone or when I was married, even with your wife, I'm not, I'm done yet. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't give a fuck what time it is. I don't know.
Yeah, well, to be honest, though, it's playing to your strength. I mean, that is one of your skills, screaming at the top of your lungs. So.
Well, I wasn't screaming at the top of my lungs, but I was trying to be quiet, and I'm going, ow. Ow, ow. I was trying not to wake up Mr. Helix, but I'm like, ow, ow, ow. I'm surprised I didn't wake him up because he's a really light sleeper.
Let me tell you something. It is, and Gavin won't be surprised with this. It is a curse-filled tirade.
What?
And curses and awkward walking.
So, you know what? He's not describing now. He's describing his wedding ceremony. A curse-filled tirade with awkward walking.
I tell you, my wedding ceremony, when she was walking down the aisle, I said to myself, if I'm making the right decision, and I'm like, yes, I'm making the right decision. And about 14 years later, I'm like, maybe not so much.
All right. Let's move on. So, you guys know who Troy Aikman is? You guys know Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys quarterback, Hall of Famer? No, Joe? Joe knows. Yeah. Beat the Giants. They know. He knows.
Even I know.
Exactly. Yeah, even. Troy Aikman has walked back the controversial comment he made after a contentious roughing the passer call during the Chiefs-Raiders game on Monday Night Football last week, in which he said he hopes the NFL takes the dresses off! During a radio appearance Thursday on Dallas area radio station 96.7, The Ticket, Aikman called his remarks dumb. One of the hosts noted that there was some reaction to his strong comments. My comments were dumb. Just shouldn't have made them, Aikman said. Just dumb remarks on my part. Aikman, 55, made his dumb comments after Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones hit Raiders quarterback Derek Carr from behind. In the first half of the game Monday, Jones forced a fumble but was flagged for roughing the passer. My hope is the competition committee looks at this in the next set of meetings, and you know, we take the dresses off, Aikman said on the game broadcast. The Chiefs went on to win the AFC West matchup 30-29. Troy Aikman, my hope is, So a lot of people on social media were upset. ESPN has not commented. All right. Listen, this might sound terrible. I don't have a problem with the comment.
I don't have a problem with it either. It's the last bastion where you can be men. What is, you know, and that's that thing. It's like we used to, at my last day program, you said, get your skirt off. You know, so it's a thing. It's a sport. It's men and a violent sport. And a lot lately they've been calling a lot of, you know, roughing, and it's nonsense. And he's absolutely right. And what he said wasn't offensive. And if you don't like it, go fuck yourself. Maybe watch the ballet with the other faggots.
That was very aggressive for this story.
Yeah, and not at all what I was expecting the ending to be.
No, that was a surprise ending of awful.
Yeah.
like I feel like he could have gotten his point across without that last part.
Landed it, but ended in cash it.
Yeah, landed it in the rear.
Whoa. What? Don't leave that hanging out there.
What? That's how Derek Carr got hit from behind. What? Talking football, kids.
I don't think that it's the worst thing in the world that he could have said. I mean... No,
he could have used Joe's words.
Yes, that would have been worse.
That would have been worthy of an apology for sure.
That would have had the phones ringing.
Stop being Fs. What?
What?
I don't think Mr. Aikman would be on the Monday Night Football broadcast anymore.
No.
Well, no, you'd be fine. You gotta probably, yeah, no.
And Joe would actually be reasonable. Well, you really can't say that, even though he just did.
I know. No, Eggman would be on the apology tour.
Let me tell you something. And then I would have to read it. I regret what I said, and I do feel bad for any.
Oh my God, he is having a stroke.
Wow.
I knew he was having one.
I don't think sexual preference has anything to do with this.
No, nothing at all.
Especially since we, on the Raiders, I don't know if he's still in the Raiders, but he was the first homosexual player to come out. I think his name is Carl Nassib, was on the Raiders, which is one of the teams that was playing in this game. And I don't think Joe would scream that word at him. Or if he would do it once. And that would be the end of Joe.
He'd do it with quite a lead.
Yeah. Carl Nassib would probably show just how much of an F he really is. And then by the end of the altercation, Joe might be.
No, let me tell you something. If a football player, if I said that we're in regards to the roughing penalties this season, he'd probably agree with me.
No, I mean, I don't think what Aikman said was wrong. It was a problem.
No.
I don't think what you said was good. I think that's a little much.
No.
Because taking the dresses off, it's an old expression. And I mean, like, if we're getting offended at this, I mean, I'm trying to think, who is sitting back there and watching Monday Night Football and go, well, that's just too much. These guys are knocking the snot out of each other. They're causing brain damage to each other for our amusement. And you go, yes, but take the dress off, please, Troy. How could, my stars.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not the worst thing in the world to say.
No, what Joe said was.
That was much worse. But what I'm saying is that, as a female, you do feel a barrage of things that are denigrating women. Like, that is inferior. If you were someone who wears a dress, and that's women, that you are inferior. So take your dress off and be a man.
No. First of all, in Troy's defense, there's never been an NFL female player.
I know.
And the second thing is, there are female collegiate players. And you know what they don't wear, Pip? Dresses.
No, they
wear a football uniform.
I know.
You could even make the argument it's not really denigrating women, because the women who play are not wearing dresses. They only like to wear, they, in the lingerie football league, they wore dresses. And please, take the dresses off. I insist.
No, I don't mean that.
Also, you're equating dresses with being formally, you know, in a nice, you know.
Yeah, an evening gown.
Setting and stuff like that. A football field isn't a nice setting. It's a violent fucking place.
Yeah.
Bar entertainment. Gladiators.
Well, that's why.
Out of each other.
That's why I'm not bursting an aneurysm getting upset about this.
In that situation. You understand what we're not really watching the ballet. We're watching football.
Yeah, which is down and dirty and aggressive. I get that. I'm just making the point of why people might not love the phrase, but it's like, this is really minor.
You know where that phrase is not appreciated? At the nightclub. You know, at a nightclub, at a dance club, one time I go, take the dresses off, ladies! That was not appreciated.
No, that grabbed by the scruff of the neck by the bouncer, were you?
They were not looking for that.
And I can't, you know what, and I wonder who got upset. There isn't a red-blooded man watching football that said, I can't believe he said that. Everybody's absolutely right.
I just have to put it out there, but gay men watch football too. I'm just
they play football. I don't think gay men are getting offended by that.
I don't think so.
One gay man had a problem with that.
take the dildos out, fellas.
You're watching it for the same reason.
I don't think he should have apologized. I think this could have just.
Listen, away.
If he really feels it's dumb, if he really feels it's dumb, good on him.
Yeah.
I would not have apologized for it, and I don't have a problem with that.
I think this is a mountain out of a molehill.
So
really.
When I was in high school ball, actually, with that team,
yeah,
that's hanging on my wall when I was a sophomore. Sometimes we, you know, because we're in the Northeast, I was in Jersey, and you start baseball practice what, like February? Yeah, like so you're inside a lot of times, or if it's raining. So the coach, Coach Conklin, would hit hard ground balls at us on the gym floor. So the ball's really flying at you. And he would say, watch your lips.
Wow.
But nobody complains.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
I mean, you probably couldn't say that now, but I still don't have.
But you know, back in the day, part of Coach's job was to make a fucking man out of you.
Or at least to warn you to protect your vagina, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Also back in the day at that school, though we had gay students, we didn't have anybody who was trans in our school. So when you said watch your lips, you could have... Yeah, I mean, potentially now, I guess that could be offensive if somebody's going through a transition.
Yeah,
I mean, you couldn't say it now, but watch your lips is much more offensive than take the dresses off.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I don't have a problem with it. No. But anyway, now here's what I think is coming up next. And I actually put this in my blog, which we'll be getting to with the next story. Man up. You know how you go, come on, man up. I mean, isn't that along the same lines? Wouldn't that now be offensive to who's ever offended by take the dresses off?
Yeah.
Well, because you got the condition of every, like, this. Well, that's toxic masculinity. Well, toxic masculinity built this country and won our wars, you know?
No, actually, black people built this country. Actually, black people and Chinese people built.
No, Italians, also the Italians.
No. If you're talking about the actual foundation of the country, the Chinese did the railroads. Maybe some Irish too. Maybe some Irish. Were there some Irish? Definitely a lot of Chinese, and a lot of our buildings and farms and riches came off the backs of black people. That's neither here nor there.
And the Italians as well, who were just as hated. So yeah,
I don't think they built the country.
Don't muck things up. I mean, every immigrant came here, and they worked just as hard to build a country.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're just saying that, you know, like infrastructure and stuff at the very beginning. But then, of course, you know, every immigrant group that comes here is doing the manual labor. You know, they're building things. They're doing the manual labor. And, you know.
Hey, look, I'm not trying to be discriminatory. When I was in the fence business and it was all white guys, you know, everything like it's all Spanish people now.
Yeah.
Because it's very rough work. A lot of people don't want to do that. And, you know, the Mexicans or the immigrants want to come in and they look for the opportunity to do it. When I was taking Plumbing Theory 1, and I'm going back about 14 years ago, everybody that was coming in to take it was a lot of immigrants there, which is good because it's a good trade. It's good because nobody wants to get their hands dirty anymore.
Yep.
The immigrants do.
They do.
And all immigrants that came to the country did that work, you know? So it's kind of like a rite of passage to set up the, you know, a culture. An ethnic culture in the country.
Hmm. Hmm. No, that's the history. You know, it's like when the Italians, the Germans, and the Irish were coming in the middle of the 1800s. They were the ones that were taking the jobs. That's why the stereotype of the Irish policeman came on, because they were filling those jobs.
All right, let's man up and move on.
Yeah.
All right. This was my blog for the week, and this is a hard-hitting topic. So why do I keep wanting to do that? I keep on wanting to hit something I shouldn't hit. Story of my life.
Joe?
No, Joe should get definitely hit.
Poor Joe.
All right, so this is about, not really, poor us. This is a prolonged exposure. This is about canceled emojis. Emojis! They're coming for our emojis. First they came for our women. Then they came for...
I don't know what he just did, but I heard this thwack. I thought, Joe was throwing, somebody actually hit Joe?
Joe was throwing out a page of emojis.
I was putting the old story aside and moving on, and then I'm just giving my opinion to the story.
Well, let's get to the story before you give your opinion.
If you want the play-by-play of what I'm doing.
Oh. All right, fair enough. All right, so cancel kosher... Cancel kosher. I know enough with the kosher. We get it. Eat a pig. Enough. All right. Cancel kosher.
Listen to that self-hating Jew. Cancel kosher.
Enough with the brisket. Must everything be pastrami and matzo ball soup? We get it. Cancel kosher.
Now, everyone, a
ham sandwich. Hear our cries. Gen Zers are calling out the popular thumbs up emoji for being rude and hostile, even saying they feel attacked whenever they see it used in the workplace. After a Reddit poster confessed to being not adult enough to be comfortable with the thumbs up emoji reaction. I didn't know that was an adult thing. Others chimed in to agree and to call out other common emojis, such as the red heart. For younger people, the thumbs up emoji is used to be a really passive aggressive, a 24-year-old Redditor wrote. It's super rude if someone just sends you a thumbs up. So I also had a weird time adjusting because my workplace is the same. Anyway. Older workers appeared flummoxed by the reaction. Noting they use the thumbs up in work-related chats to signal, I approve, I understood, and I will obey. Which means I really like the cock and ball in the mouth. That's what that's really my obeyance emoji, but I don't know, some workplaces frown on that.
Say cock and ball in
isn't
the mouth.
Isn't what it's cock?
It's no, the cock is not involved when the ball is in
what
the mouth.
I thought that's called.
It's just the ball.
Oh, well,
cock.
I always got
ball.
Cock on my mind. Trying to man up. Apparently, take the dress off. Part of the issue is that young people tend to use the thumbs up in jest. I only use it sarcastically, though. Sometimes I'm not even sure if the irony comes across. Barry Kennedy, 24, told the Post. He said he only used it to communicate with boomers like his parents or older colleagues because we invented that shit. Nay, nay. I'm not even a boomer. One anonymous office worker chalked it up to generational communication culture difference. Everyone my age in the office doesn't do it, but the Gen X people, they always do. They wrote, took me a bit to adjust and get out of my head that it means, that get it out of my head that it means they're mad at me. No, we don't give a shit about you. That's Gen X. Gen X really doesn't give a shit about any of this.
Yeah, right.
They don't understand me at all.
Others, what's that, Gen X?
Yeah, I am Gen X, and Gen.
I know, and the funny thing about it is, I love how much Gen X hates Gen Z because Gen X doesn't like a goddamn thing to begin with.
Well, there's a lot not to like. Others complain that it comes across as dismissive. Yes, we got shit to do. One Reddit user noted that the thumbs up actually means that I've read your message and I have nothing to add and hope and pray. All the bazillion people in the group chat have nothing to say on it too. Yes. Instead, Gen Zer said they prefer type that response. I have nothing more to say. Will the rest of you please shut the fuck up so I can go on with my busy work schedule? But that takes up too much time.
Yeah.
We people, and we have words to use. Kim Law, a 25-year-old social worker from Massapequa, told the Post. If I took the time out to write a thoughtful message, then you shouldn't be responding with a bare minimum. Fix it and write something real back. No, you have nothing to do.
I know.
No, you're quiet quitting. I'm loudly working, stupid. I mean, if I did work, you know.
Yeah.
Several Reddit users agreed with the decision to cancel the emoji, saying that using it in a work environment makes the team members unaccommodating and seem unfriendly. Yes, it's work, stupid. It's not playgroup.
There's a different finger when it's unaccommodating.
Yes, and being from New Jersey, I wave it proudly. Lifestyle and etiquette expert Elaine Swan, who's done corporate training on the matter, advises the avoidance of emojis all around the professional world, if only to avoid misrepresentation. No, misinterpretation. No, I will agree with that. If we're doing work stuff, keep the emojis are like when you're texting.
Absolutely. The only time I'll use an emoji is a smiley face emoji, and the only time I'll use that is if after a conversation. Let's say at the day program, I have to write the fappy. Is it possible this could ship today? I have a guy on my back. Could you please let me know if this could go? The factory writes me back, Joe. It's out. It's going to be shipping today. I'll get you the tracking in the morning. And then I'll put a smiley face on there. Thank you. And I'll put a smiley face on it. Because the girl I work, you know, I work with at the fact, we've been dealing with each other for years. And so we're like friends. You know, so, you know, I'll put a quick smiley face on it. Thank you so much. And a smiley face.
I will say.
I use an emoji in a business conversation or a transaction.
I will say, for the record, nobody asked Joe for the play-by-play of his workday either.
What I'm saying.
I know what you said. I heard it.
You can't use it as a one symbol or one thing. You use it to preface a conversation. Also with the thumbs up. If I'm talking to you, you do this for the show. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, I can. You can. When can you? Blah blah blah. Sounds good. And then I'll send a thumbs up. We already had a conversation. You know, I no reason to drag it out more. You give the thumbs up, and we all move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I come back with a heart, and you come back with like a quizzical emoji.
Hey, eggplant.
No personal business on the show.
That's what he's talking about. It's the whole first segment, stupid. On Reddit, some were less offended by the thumbs up emoji, but felt the heart symbol was actually the most inappropriate.
What the hell?
to me,
if you haven't been on Reddit, there's nothing that those motherfuckers, there's nothing that offends them. They're all fucking jackals, a whole load of them.
To me, the heart is reserved for friends and family and has more intimate meaning of love, while thumbs up is just simple agreeing, commented one person. I actually find a heart emoji weird for work messages. I'll give you that. I use heart emojis for things like when someone says, I got a new kitten, or Susie did a really good job, added another. And I actually addressed this in my blog, which I thought it was a very well-written blog.
I loved it.
I agree. No more heart emojis. There's this misunderstanding. Send a dick pic. Everybody knows, you know, because heart, that's more intimate. Send the let everybody know exactly what you're thinking.
Let them know you care.
Yes. Enough.
Send a dick pic. Well, how about a bouquet of dick pics?
I like that. But that's only if we're in a relationship, dear.
Oh, all right.
But the heart, too, may be falling out of fashion. A survey of 2,000 people conducted by Prospectus Global, because they ran out of shit to survey, showed that a majority of people between the ages of 16 and 29 believe you are officially old if you use a thumbs up or a heart emoji. Yeah, I'm old.
You know the funny thing about that? The people from 16 to 29 think you're fucking old if you're older than that with anything.
That's the point. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. There's, you know, if your email is still AOL. Listen, there's a. I'm sorry.
She got me. She got me.
Still AOL.
But I'm just saying, there's a million signifiers that people out there now use and go, oh, that makes you old. And they're the most benign things. It's like, you know what? I'm old. It beats the alternative.
You know what?
So
makes,
what?
You know what makes me old? Gravity. That's what makes me old.
But you want to know something? When you do get old, and yeah. People go, oh, that's old. Yeah, you know what the great thing about being old is? You don't give a shit anymore. Fuck you.
It is. It's the best.
I care less. I don't care.
I don't care.
I just want to be left alone and feed my deer. I don't care.
Yes.
All right, here's the official list of canceled emojis. The thumbs up, the red heart, the okay, the check mark, which I don't really see.
I don't see. Don't,
I don't
see, really
I don't
either.
See that. I never see that ever.
No. The poo emoji.
I see too much of that.
I like the little poo. He's cute.
I will say this, Joe. I agree with the canceling of the poo emoji, and I touched on this also. I touched on this also in the blog. Here's the problem. You know what? No more of the poo emoji. Because if I take a dookie and I look down at the toll at the bowl and I see something staring at me with white eyes, I'm going to be freaked out too. Blink, you know? No. I thought you read the blog.
I did, but I'm just visioning this all over again.
You need to change your diet.
Yeah, stop eating less faces.
Dumber.
I just dropped a log and it smiled at me and waved. It's not supposed to do that.
Well, Joe, it's going on a trip.
It spins around. I like when it spins around in the bowl. It looks like a shitacopter.
Well, don't call it. Some call it a bird. It's not a bird. It's a turd. You know, here's the problem with shitacopters. They often make water landings. Okay, then. Did not see that coming.
No, I didn't either.
Going back to... I'm glad I wasn't drinking during that also.
I know.
That would have been a two-spit-take evening. Yes. Also, the loud crying face, the monkey covering eyes, the clapping hands, the lipstick kiss mark. I don't understand why that's a problem. And grimacing. Several students reading emojis have been several studies regarding emojis have been conducted, including the one that suggested that including emojis in work emails actually makes you seem less powerful in your career. All right, again,
I can see that.
Yeah, again, I don't have a problem with the non emojis in the workplace. Just don't care. I don't even care about emojis. I've just learned how to use them.
in the workplace, in the context of the workplace, you really don't need it. Like I said, I'll just put a smiley face after a conversation. In personal life, who gives a shit?
Another study suggested that using the infamous eggplant emoji is actually a major turnoff when it comes to dating. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the eggplant emoji is just for smashing.
Yeah.
I mean, or you know, Parmesan.
It's not good for hello.
So, you know, listen, I know people who think the thumbs up is dismissive. I do, because, they write this whole thing and you give them the thumbs up. I'm not one of them. Here's my theory on the thumbs up. Again, read the blog. It's very good.
Yes.
You know what? There was a time in this country, the 1950s, where if a small Italian man, some say Jewish, gave you two thumbs up, Arthur Fonzarelli in Milwaukee. There was nothing cooler than that. There was nothing cooler than a thumbs up from Arthur Fonzarelli. If it's good enough for Fonzie, it's good enough for you.
Yeah. And you know what? One more quick thing with the thumbs up. If you're saying something, if you're writing to somebody, hey, you know, about, you know, so-and-so, I did this and I got that, blah, blah, and you get a thumbs up, yeah, that's kind of rude because you just, it sounds like you don't give a shit. However, like I said, if you're already had a conversation and you're wrapping up the conversation and it's like, good, all right, so we'll see you Thursday, and you send back a thumbs up, you know, there's no reason to carry it on any more than that. You know, you're just saying, great, fine, cool, you know?
Yeah.
I will say this. Life in this country is way too friggin' easy and cushy if you're worrying about emojis.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you can't deal with little computer images, if this is too much, stop. Unleash the lions. We need to go to Africa, and people need to go to the well and fetch their water, and they need to hunt for their food, because there needs to be a little bit more danger in your life than not being able to handle a thumbs up.
I can guarantee. In the Ukraine, when somebody writes, hey, the Russian tanks are coming, and somebody gives a thumbs up, it's not, you know, that wasn't nice. You know?
I can handle the relentless bombing, but I can't handle the thumbs up with the monkey covering his eyes. It's too much!
It's like, what, did you pull out a plum? You know, I don't understand the dismissive feeling that people get from
the
thumbs up.
I get that. I mean, I don't personally feel that way. But if somebody writes it, it's kind of like, okay, I'm done. And people, and I guess some people could look at it as like, what? No, goodbye.
I didn't think it meant that. I think I would, because I'm old, am more like annoyed. And when I see the poo,
you know who I think should really be offended by the thumbs up. You know, people without thumbs. Because where are we as a society that we just flaunt these extra thumbs that we can even put them on computer screens where there's Americans today, when you're listening to this, who are walking around who don't have a thumb or two thumbs? Who are we to flaunt our extra thumbs and their face?
Of course, and people with that you feel bad for. They had to walk home. The car broke down. They had to walk home. They wanted to get a ride, but they couldn't hitchhike. Because you don't have the one thing you need to get a ride when you're hitchhiking. It's rough.
Yeah, and now maybe in the past, they would have, you know, put it one on emoji and held up a laptop or something. But now they're like, I can't do this because now somebody will be offended. I definitely won't get a ride this way.
Do you know, though, in some other cultures, the thumbs up means, you know, up your ass.
No, it means that here, too.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it certainly does.
What do you mean? When does the thumb up mean up your ass in America? Oh, ooh. You're right.
I do think abbreviations are next. I think, because, you know, it's this, why couldn't you write out the words? Why couldn't you say shut the fuck up? I don't like STFU. I mean, that's next. That's where we're going next. Take the time to tell me how much you hate me. Okay.
I remember years ago, before it was commonplace, the workplace that I was in New York City called American Express Amex. And I remember one of my friends being totally annoyed by the fact that I would say Amex. I'm like, this is the thing. This is the straw that broke the camel's back. Why do people get annoyed about like such simple, really not offensive things? Like you said, you have to fight for your water at the watering hole with the lions. Then I will respect you. Otherwise, shut up about the emojis. Shut up.
Take the dress off. Let's move on.
That's right.
Well, it's a little chilly in here.
Okay. Vegan rights. You got to fight to vegan.
Yeah. Yes.
You gotta fight for your right for infestation.
Wow.
What?
Infestation.
Yeah, well, that's what this story's about.
I know they did.
All right. A UK vegan has been fined for refusing to stop mice overrunning her and her grossed out neighbors' homes because of her ethical beliefs. Margaret Manzoni, 73, has been repeatedly warned by local officials at St. Osyth, a quaint village in Essex, to stop the infestation that spread to her neighbors' homes, forcing some to even move because of the stench. How do you resell that home?
Well, I'm going to find out.
Okay. Wow. Okay. but she considered the mice her pets, who would not go to her neighbors because she looked after them.
She's a fucking nut.
Oh, Joe.
I have to go with Joe on this one.
All right, but remember, with Joe comes the F word.
Oh, that's true.
If you go with Joe, you got to go down the whole path. Oh. Yeah, there's no getting off.
No.
Okay. Uh-oh. Joe's putting his hat on. He won't be speaking for a while.
I'm sorry. I'm cherry picking.
I've been ready for battle.
Yeah. No, the hat comes off when you're about to talk. I've noticed that. It's just a little. It's like the muzzle. It's like a head muzzle. Right now, Joe's muzzled, but when he has something to say, the hat will come off. He'll say something. He'll knock into something. Maybe some lights will flicker. And now you know Joe's engaged.
It's his tell.
It is his tell.
Hats off.
That's how you know Joe has a really shitty hand of cards. The hat comes off.
Uh-oh. He'll never win again.
He'll never win again. But the aging vegan. Why was that necessary?
I don't know. That seemed like some ageism shots. How dare you?
The old broad. That's nicer.
The old lentil-eating broad.
Yeah, sure. The aging vegan refused to take action, stating it went against her ethical beliefs. She refused numerous warnings and notices and instead provided food and shelter for the rodents, despite the complaints about their overwhelming smell and property damage they were causing. The self-styled ethical vegan was first fined in April after she admitted to charges of failing to comply with the orders. She was hauled back to Colchester Magistrates Court last Thursday, where she began pleading guilty to charges of failing to comply with two notices, including one under the Prevention of Damage by Pests Act. The court told Manzoni that it reported her beliefs as an ethical vegan, but had no choice but to again fine her. She was fined the equivalent of around $1,650 at the local council and was awarded costs of $2,650, it noted. Counselor Michael Talbot of the local authority's environment committee said that prosecution in this case for a second time is a real last resort. They don't want to do it, but you stink, you whore. When I was a chance to get at a goalie, I'm fine.
Yeah, but I was thinking that. I was like, you whore, wait a minute. I think I remember this story.
But despite repeated visits, offers of help, legal notices, and the previous court action, nothing has been done by the property owner. We respect people's personal beliefs and how they choose to live in their homes, but when this has detrimental impact on others, then we have no choice but to take the necessary steps to ensure everyone's quality of life. All right, do we believe anything is like the? Do we believe the law should take somebody's ethical vegan beliefs into consideration?
When it affects the whole neighborhood, if this was something that if it was just on our property, or it affected nobody, and if there wasn't a problem with rodents or a problem with smell, and it didn't affect anybody, and she was just minding a business, yeah. You know, there's a problem. This is affecting the neighborhood. And if you're people have rights too. They have a right not to smell stink.
The hat's off. He's about to make a point.
Oh, that's hilarious. He doesn't even know he's doing it anymore.
they have a right not to have rodents running all over the place. And it, now it's a public hazard. And they have every right to do something about it.
Yeah, no, that, I think so too. If it's become, I mean, I don't want to necessarily make fun of her beliefs as a vegan. That's her little mouse friends need to be housed in her house and just breed indiscriminately and pee and eat the walls. Yeah, that sounds like fun. But the fact that they're getting out and they're getting to the people in the area, and it's, I'm sorry, but when it's rodents, it's an infestation. Have we forgotten about the bubonic plague already? You can't just have stuff, you know, I mean, that's why they spray for mosquitoes. You can't just let stuff like that go because it affects other people. I mean, as much as I want to leave bowls of water around for my little mosquito friends, I'm not allowed. So neither can she and me.
All right. Let's move on to fart stories. No, but hold on. Nobody could hear you because I was going to fart stories and I shut off the mics. What?
Oh, and also the Hardy Har Har truck has to roll up as well because she's saying the mice are her friends and they know to stay there. And yeah, she's out of her mind.
He made me stop the show for that. You know, that's how you can tell it wasn't a salient point because the hat was on.
Oh, that's true. If it was really selling it, the hat has to come off.
Yeah.
Joe.
Even Joe didn't believe in it. It wasn't taking off the hat worthy.
Give me a hat to wear.
That's the new thing.
Yeah. I
I'm sick of this.
Time to show my head so you could see that I've been thinking.
I'm serious. It's serious head.
It's soft like a baby's cranium. Ooh, look, this. You could see the electrodes firing.
Yeah, like one of those glass heads. You put your hand on one side.
See, that's why I'm lucky. That's why I'm lucky when I'm bald, because basically I have a nice shaped head because I was born cesarean. I wasn't born natural, because when you're born natural, in the old days, you come after you with forceps. This way, he just pulled me out like a magic trick.
Yeah, look. It's an asshole.
Wrong hole.
How did she pull an asshole out of her belly? Magic, ta-da! And then before Joe cried, he like moved the umbilical cord over.
That's hysterical.
All right, now we're gonna Now we're gonna do fart stories.
Welcome to Fart Stories.
Such work, such artistic.
Wow. I'm so proud of our show.
One of my finest stingers.
Yes. The hat might not come off at all for this topic.
Oh, okay.
Scientists in New Zealand are breeding sheep to fart and burp less to curb climate-devastating greenhouse gas emissions. To which Joe said, even though it's not American, God damn you in the new Green Deal!
Yes, but cork prices
exactly.
went up.
Exactly. Agricultural researchers near Christchurch are breaking ground on breaking wind New York Post by producing sheep that let loose 10% less methane than their flatulent counterparts, according to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Scientists at the Invermay Agricultural Center in Moscow, you motherfuckers, are genetically highlighting less gassy sheep, which tend to eat less and have smaller stomach organs. Because methane from livestock makes up about 10% of New Zealand's total greenhouse gas emissions, the outlet reported. The lower-emitting animals tend to eat smaller meals with more frequency than her higher-emission counterparts, said geneticist Susan Rowe of Ag Research, which teamed up on the breeding program. To study less flatulent flocks, scientists put animals in a sealed aluminum chamber for 40 minutes to an hour and measured the amount of methane gas they emitted, or as what we called high school.
Yeah. I believe that's called a Dutch oven.
I mean, come on, let's see how much we could stink this room up.
It sounds dreadful.
It's a thing.
That's torture.
Nah. They then separated 100 of the animals into two breeding lines of high and low gas-emitting groups and later found that less gassy sheep traits are about 20% heritable. We were looking to see whether the trait was genetic and what was the effect of breeding for low methane was and whether there was effect on the other health and production traits. Researchers also found that sheep that fart and burp less tend to be thinner and produce more wool.
Well, that sounds good.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? It just seems like a more attractive sheep. Yeah, stinks less, has a nicer sweater.
Svelte sheep, yeah. Less farty.
Yeah, well, makes sense.
I like the picture. The little sheep looks happy in that fart boot he built for him.
What we've seen carry along the way is higher wool growth. We also tend to see a leaner animal, Rose said. Adding the breeding could translate to dollars in the agricultural industry. We are hoping to provide within the next 12 to 24 months breeding values to the industry for methane, she said. Last year, nearby Australia's red meat industry set the goal of becoming carbon neutral by 2030. I don't got a problem with this.
Nor do I.
I mean, sure, we're playing God, but we're playing God for a good reason.
You know, we have always, since we've become less hunters and we've become more, you know, farmers and herders and whatnot, we've always been breeding animals or looking for ways to, you know, breed them for better qualities.
How do you think we got a hairless cat?
Yep. Yeah. Well, how do we get lots of different kinds of dogs?
Yeah, anything with a doodle you will not find in nature.
That's true.
were no doodles on Noah's Ark.
No, I do not think that there are, you know, lots of those little like hypoallergenic dogs and things. But we've always, you know, they're always trying to get the best out of any kind of animal or, you know, plants, you know, food producing plants. So I don't see any problem with this.
Yeah. Who doesn't want less farty sheep? By the way, I've been seeing a lot of videos of people, I don't know what country this was in, but people going into stores and dumping milk all over the ground because they're protesting people using milk or using animal milk because they think that it's toxic to the environment. Have you seen any of those?
No, because I don't spend my days on YouTube like you do. But, I mean, how does...
They're called lunatics.
Yeah, I'm highly annoyed watching
these. I think
there
are a lot of pet owners that would like to see this with animals. There's nothing worse than a cat or dog like farting in your face.
Oh, you mean like breeding the fart out of them?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm down.
Sign up for that.
People would like to see this done with humans.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, who amongst us wouldn't like a less gassy partner?
Here.
This is a wonderful thing. And your trimmer? And you have nicer sweaters? I'm all in.
You know, a sweater you can grow yourself. Sounds good.
Oh, who says I don't?
I wonder how much greenhouse gases there was when everybody rode horses and there were a lot more cattle. I wonder how many greenhouse gases there were.
Well, there weren't cars and there weren't all the factories and all that stuff. It's cars are the big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's true. But I was wondering what the percentage was of it then.
Well, there also wasn't as many cows because you didn't have to feed as many people. Got a lot more people we got to feed now.
I would imagine.
Kind of rode a horse too, you know. So.
Well, I would imagine with how much it costs to keep and feed cattle, and you know how crazed, especially Americans are for like steaks and burgers, that there are a lot more cows on the planet than there used to be.
Yeah,
I
would think so. And they won't touch them in India.
True.
Cows just walking by, farting, shitting where they want.
That is like the worst Canada goose ever.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. Very good. Let's take our final break. We'll come back with some scamming scammers. Very contentious last time on the scamming scammers.
Very much.
On the break, we got new music from Cross with This Time. And we have new music from Lynx Dean with Afterkill. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. We'll be right back.